Hello, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your daily financial services news wrap for this Tuesday, the 4th of June, 2024. Let's dive into the headlines shaping the industry today. First off, a critical announcement concerning student loans. Australian university graduates are set to bear the burden of a 4.7% increase in their HECS help debts beginning June 1st. This substantial hike corresponds to rising inflation trends and impacts over 3 million individuals amid escalating living costs across Australia. These financial pressures are causing graduates to reassess their strategies, weighing the implications of additional living expenses and the growing debt. This development is also sparking debates about the future of higher education and the viability of existing financial support mechanisms for students and recent graduates. However, financial services like West Rewards might shed some light upon managing loans effectively during these economically challenging seasons. Switching over to labor news now, the Fair Work Commission is on the brink of a crucial decision: a potential increase in the minimum wage for Australian workers. This proposed change is set against a backdrop of soaring inflation and cost of living pressures. It's a high-stakes decision that could shape our nation's economic climate. The government is closely treading to prevent real wage decline amidst a 4.1% annual inflation rise. As employer groups suggest a moderate 2.8% raise, unions push for a 5% boost to negotiate surging living costs. Economists, meanwhile, are warily eyeing potential additional rate hikes, anticipating the influence this may have on the Reserve Bank of Australia's future decisions. In the insurance sector, IAG faces some turbulence as it is hit with new allegations and negative verdicts. To begin with, IAG is preparing a defense as it enters the rings in the Victorian Supreme Court, facing a class action raised by Slater and Gordon. This comes following claims of deceptive loyalty discounts on home and contents insurance renewals across brands such as RACV, SGIO, and SGIC. More than 1 million policyholders might have been negatively affected by IAG's sophisticated pricing algorithms, which allegedly boosted base premiums before adding discounts. This legal face-off follows closely on the heels of a hefty $40 million fine served to IAG and a $10 million penalty towards RAIC for alleged similar misconduct. IAG, however, denies the allegations and insists that they have honored their discount promises. The case management hearing has been scheduled for October 3rd, and if the ruling goes against IAG, it could amount to millions in financial compensation for customers. Meanwhile, IAG is also wrestling with a separate issue. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has ordered IAG to pay a penalty of $5,400 for non-financial losses to a driver whose claims of flood damage to his car were first rejected. The driver's vulnerable circumstances, financial strain, remoteness, and physical impairment were not considered by IAG, which led FCA to intervene. That wraps up our financial services news roundup for today. Remember to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management needs. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Back to you tomorrow with the latest developments.